WXLK HD Roanoke.
Laughter-induced accidents are not covered by insurance. Listen with caution when consuming hot beverages for the next 4 hours.
Out!
In the morning.
Time to start your day with the K92 Morning Thing. If you can handle laughter, occasional silliness, and a good time, then you're in the right place. If not, well, you've been warned. Here's Monica Brooks, Antoine Terrell, and Chris Ryan.
Good morning. Straight up 6 o'clock. It is Thursday, March the 7th, 2024. Partly cloudy, 68 this afternoon. Not too bad. 52 right now in Lynchburg, 52 in the NRV, 53 in Roanoke. I have a question for you guys. Yesterday, I was talking to my best friend on the phone, and we got disconnected. The call dropped.
Yeah.
However, he's the one that called me. In the situation where you're talking to somebody and you lose the call, who's responsible for calling the other person back? Because I assume, like, well, he's going to call me back, and he never did. I'm like, did he drive off a cliff, or what happened?
Okay. You know what? I don't know. And the reason I say I don't know with this, because with me and my bestie, when someone drops the call, we both end up just calling each other.
At the same time.
At the same time.
And then somebody goes to voicemail.
Yes. And so we wait for that first person. I catch the voicemail. I'm like, okay, I'll give it, like, you know, 3 minutes.
Yes.
And I wait for him to call.
See, I'm the complete opposite. If I'm on the phone with someone and a call accidentally drops, you just hear me go.
Yeah! Come on.
And no one's calling anyone back. I'm like, look at God telling us the phone conversation. It's happened with my mother.
Rude.
I've been on the phone with my mother. And the phone got disconnected. I'm like, you know what? I got my point across.
And she doesn't call you back?
Yeah, no.
Oh.
Sometimes she will, but most times she won't because she knows I'm over the phone conversation.
Okay.
But to answer your question, whoever initiate the phone call, they should be the ones to call back.
Well, that's good to know.
That's what I thought, but I ended up calling him back. I'm like, why didn't you call me back? He's like, I thought you were going to call me back. I'm like, you're the one that called me.
Yeah.
People don't understand
stuff. So frustrating. Antoine, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, perfect transition. Why are we so dramatic? We are
dramatic
as a people. We
because
are so
we
dramatic.
Want the attention.
What are you talking about?
That's probably it. Because Monday, beautiful day.
Yes.
Sun was out. People outside.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday, even more beautiful day. High of 70. Like, it was just great. Yesterday, rainy, cloudy, dark. Why are we saying, oh, woe is me, and complaining about the weather? Like, we can't have one bad day. We just had two great days.
We're spoiled.
And I'm having a conversation with someone, and they say, don't feel like doing anything because the weather stinks. I'm like, you should have done it 2 days ago. The weather was great. Like, why? Listen, it's still March. It is March 7th. It's early March.
Yeah,
the weather's supposed
days,
to suck.
But sometimes, you know, you just get in your feels. You're like, oh.
Stop being so dramatic.
Dreadful.
Okay, drama queen over there, Monica. What's in your
mind? Speaking of dramatics, well, you know, do you love cinnamon? The spice? You like cinnamon?
I like it. Depend, like, for cinnamon roll, yes. You know how much I love my cinnamon rolls.
Yes.
I'm always on the hunt for the best cinnamon roll in town.
Uh-huh.
I think Breadcraft has it.
They
so
have
far.
A great cinnamon roll.
But I don't like a strong cinnamon flavor.
Okay, I dump cinnamon on my food. It's like, if it comes to yogurt, I pour it on there. Well, I just see an article that says, you know, ground cinnamon sold at discount stores is tainted with lead. And it made me think, because I get the McCormick cinnamon.
Yep.
That cinnamon tastes like meat, and I don't like it. I switched over. Somebody else that has McCormick cinnamon, taste the cinnamon and tell
it's
me
like
it doesn't. It tastes like it should be on meat.
Like you should put
like
it on
too,
your steak.
It's a hearty cinnamon, and okay. I'm not a fan. I'm All not right. a fan. I was upset by that.
Okay, so you're not worried about the lead that's currently
I'm not worried. I think I'd rather
you're worried about McCormick tasting like meat.
I'd rather take the discount cinnamon. I'll take the lead poisoning.
Monica said, turn me into a
this
superhero.
Is meat cinnamon.
Yeah, if I'm like Monica, I also had paint chips as a kid. So, like if I had lead, no, it wouldn't bother me.
So both of you guys are built like a Home Depot right now.
Exactly.
Hold on to your brain cells. Here's Antoine's random fact of the day on K92.
Are we fans of animal crackers? Yes,
yes
or no?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, especially the ice one with the sprinkles on top.
Ooh.
Monica's not a fan of that one, Chris.
Wait, no.
You don't like that one?
No.
Mean, I can only eat a couple of those because they are the icing is like very sweet.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I do enjoy them. You don't like them?
Mm-mm. But anyway.
You want the OG Amazon cardboard box
you
and
got
animal
that
crackers.
Right.
Yeah, like as a kid, that was my dad always would pick me up a little box. And this guy had the handle on it. I used to love those.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, here are a few fun random facts about animal crackers. First off, animal crackers do have their own day. It's coming up next month, April 18th. It's Animal Cracker Day. So someone in this show is going to have to remember that. So we have animal crackers that day. Did you know that there have been 54 different kinds of animals in total in the animal cracker box?
Nope.
54. Nope. And I pulled up the list of some of the random ones.
Uh-huh.
An aardvark.
Really?
A sloth. A hedgehog. A lemur. A peacock. A koala bear. An alligator. A dingo. All these animals were featured at some point. 54 total animals.
Well, I guess now we have to pay attention to which animal we're eating. You know?
Yeah, they said based off of where you buy the box or where the factory made it, that's where the animals, because there's a lot of Australian animals here. A lot
of them. A huntsman spider.
That's not on here,
Monica. Okay, okay.
Yeah, here, I don't know if I've ever noticed that or not.
I don't because I'm too busy eating them.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would look at the first one, which is usually an elephant.
Yeah.
I would bite off the trunk, and then I'm just throwing the rest of them in my mouth.
Yum, yum.
Like I'm a caveman. Here's my trivia question to you guys. What do you think, because only one animal has been dressed in the history of the animal cracker.
Okay.
Only one animal had clothes on. What animal do you think that is?
I think a bear. And the reason I say that is because like Bernstein bears and all that stuff like that, those little animated bears. No, no.
Okay. No, it's not the bear. What do you think, Chris?
I think it was probably a pig in a tutu.
Oh!
Right? I can picture that.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. I like that answer.
I guess it could be in a circus. No, it was the monkey. The monkey had a shirt on.
Okay, with a cigar. Pay attention.
Why was the monkey with a cigar?
I don't know, that's why.
What in the circus? What circuses did you go to where these monkeys got
back
a smoking problem?
All right, I had a very awkward moment at dinner last night. I want to know what you guys do in this situation, because I think it's happened to all of us.
Okay.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. So I was out to dinner with a friend of mine last night. We ordered an appetizer. We ordered mozzarella cheese sticks. Well, pretty soon, we're having a conversation. I look down, and there's one mozzarella cheese stick left.
Oh, shoot.
And we're carrying on the conversation. And during the conversation, I kept peering down at the mozzarella cheese stick.
Uh-huh.
I noticed he was kind of staring down at it too, but we didn't say anything.
Oh.
In that situation, what do you do? Do you, if you want it, do you just take it? Or do you wait for the other person to take it? Do you give a time limit on, okay, well, they're not going to grab it, so maybe I'll grab it. I feel like a lot of us have been in that situation. It's always awkward when there's one appetizer left.
Uh-huh. I feel like I try to gauge how much they want it. Like, you can see sometimes.
How do you gauge that?
You can really see the hunger in someone's eyes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, if it's the last chicken wing, and you look at their eyes, you'd be like, you can tell that they're starving, they want a juicy wing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you go ahead and take that last one. You go ahead.
See,
I try to gauge.
I avoid the awkwardness because I have a hard, fast rule when it comes to anything that's shareable.
Uh-huh.
I will never eat the first one, and I will never eat the last one. So when they brought the mozzarella sticks to the table, I'm waiting on another person to grab one before I reach in and grab one. And then when we're down to one, I know in my head I'm never reaching for that. I'm not going to finish it off. That's what my mother always taught me. Don't open something and don't close it.
Uh-huh. Never start unless you want. Well, I'm going to take it back. That doesn't work.
That's not.
That doesn't work.
Yeah. That's why we're talking about my mother, Monica.
Let me quote Shirley.
But yeah, so I would not have taken it. What did you end up doing?
All right. Here's what I did. I really wanted that cheese stick.
Uh-huh.
But then I said, hey, do you want the last cheese stick? And he's like, yeah, sure. I'm like,
Damn.
Like, I wanted that.
That's
like, like, I offered it, but in reality, I really wanted it. Because these were good cheese sticks. The cheese was so good. Stuffed with cheese.
Man.
So you expected that back and forth. So go ahead. Go ahead. Offer me the cheese stick, Chris. Go ahead.
Here, Antoine, you can have the last cheese stick.
No. I've already had my fill. You go ahead. If you want it, you take it.
No. I don't need it.
Chris, I promise I'm good.
Oh my,
I got
I can't.
Steak coming. You eat the cheese stick.
All right, fine.
That's how it was supposed to go.
Yeah, it didn't go that way, though.
Oh,
but it's always awkward in that situation. Like, huh, am I going to feel like a fat ass if I just reach over there and eat it? It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. It is our question of the day. Get the answer correct. You're going to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Lancer Lodge Sports Complex.
And we are on the search for the correct answer to today's question of the day, which is 26%. Of people admit to having put this on their car at least once. We have a couple of people in the line. Let's see if someone can give us this right answer. Good morning, Kelsey.
Good morning.
Hey, Kelsey, what do you think the answer to the question is?
Is it window tint?
Window tint.
That's a good guess.
Unfortunately, it's an incorrect guess. Fun fact, I was not allowed to have window tint on my car growing up.
I wasn't either. Yeah,
my aunt said it was for drug dealers. So she went.
But I've heard that too. But at the same time, like I like a little bit of window tint.
All your secrets. Hey, Kelsey, that was a good guess. Thank you so much for trying. All right, let's see. Who else do we have right here? We have Kim. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
All right, Kim, so you heard that it's not window tint. What are people admitting to put on their car at least once?
It has to be vanity plates.
Vanity plates? Well, you live in Virginia, and Virginia is the number one state with vanity plates. So are
you a fan?
Guess. I've never had one, but I'm a fan of them because it's like a puzzle when I'm on the highway.
Trying to figure it out.
This is my very own, like, Wordle.
It kind of is.
Kim, do you have any vanity plates or have you ever done it?
I have done it back in the day, and my plate said Sassy K.
Sassy K.
I like
K.
it. I like
All
it.
Right.
Chris, how do you feel about vanity plates? Are they standing out to you now just being in Virginia for like 6 months now?
I have noticed a few, but I've done a vanity plate before. My very first car, my vanity plate was Music Man.
What kind of car were you driving in?
A Camaro.
All right.
Oh, wow. That was nice.
I can see you. Uh-huh.
Monica, vanity plate?
I haven't, but I would. I would do it. I think I would.
Drama queen.
D-R-A-M-Q-U-N. Why would you say such a
That's
thing?
That's insane. Congratulations to you, Kim.
All right, Kim, you're going skating. You're going to the Lancelot Sports Complex in Vinton, courtesy of K92.
Thank you so much for making us a part of your morning.
Be prepared to facepalm, because we can't make this stuff up. It's time for K92's Dumb and Dumber. Criminal Edition.
Gotta say that these social media challenges, they're getting us in trouble.
Okay.
Well, not us. But
we're
not doing them. But this one guy, he was arrested for dipping dunking his head in a vat of pickles.
Okay. Why?
So, I know. So, some kind of social media thing. So he walks into a store, and you know they had those big jars of pickles. He decides that this is a good idea to set up my camera, film myself dunking my head into the pickles. And, of course, they have to toss them out. Cost the store $52 because they had to throw out all the pickles and that juice. And the guy, the police said, hey, we certainly relish the community's help.
Oh, I see what they did there.
In bringing attention to the pickle we were in yesterday when trying to identify the young man involved. But, he wanted to get those views, go viral. We're talking about him now, actually. So
I feel like there's a group of people out there just thinking of, okay, what stupid thing can we think of for people to do to find out just how dumb people are?
We are in such a society now where people want to go viral.
Yeah,
where you want to make that moment, because even though this person got arrested, and I'm sure it'd probably be like a little misdemeanor, pay a little fine or whatever. But the views that he's going to come in, the subscribers he's probably going to get on YouTube.
It'll happen.
To them, it makes it worth it. But I'm like, you're ridiculous, sir. Like, this is going to be very short-lived.
Now, like a younger Twan, could you see yourself doing anything like that?
My mother had a belt.
Oh.
So, no.
Mama Shirley's
not
playing.
My mother had a belt. She had a slipper. She had an extension cord. She had a wooden spoon.
It wasn't happening.
Absolutely. Like, I just couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine doing something like this or even considering doing something like this at that age.
Yeah, I was going to say, Chris, your younger self, could you see yourself doing it?
Absolutely.
I was ready for the knot.
All right, what is something that we did back in the day or other people around us got away with doing back in the day that would be totally frowned upon this year?
Mm.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. If you have something, you can call 540-774-9236. Or you can text in 52353, include your name and where you're listening. I'm asking this question because it was my niece's birthday the other day, and my sister-in-law posted online that she was taking cupcakes and posted a picture of the cupcakes she's going to take to school for my niece.
Uh-huh.
And I got me thinking about something really awkward, looking back on it, that my teacher used to do when we had birthdays at school.
What was
that? I don't know about you guys, but my teacher would spank the students. He would lay the students across his lap, and we would get...
How many pats?
12 paddles. If it was like your 12th birthday, you would get 12 paddles.
The birthday spanking.
Y'all were getting spanked in the middle of the classroom in front of the peers by the teacher.
So everyone was like, oh, shoot, I just got spanking at home.
Yep.
Like,
my teachers were touching my butt repeatedly,
That would never happen today.
No, absolutely
never.
Not.
Yes, and then that also got me thinking about other things that our teachers got away with back in the day. Like, for example, giving the teacher a massage. I was teacher's pet in a lot of cases, but
okay.
I would always massage the teacher's shoulders.
Yeah,
did
that's
you guys
not
ever
happening.
Do that?
I do remember that being a thing. I remember actually in middle school, we would race to get our work done first. Whoever was done first, like you were done, you were chilling, you could go up and rub the teacher's shoulders. Like,
and, you,
and we didn't know what we were doing. We're just like opening and closing our hands, but it's just
you
funny.
Said that was in middle school.
Hell yeah, it was like in middle school. I want to say fifth grade, fifth, sixth grade.
Yeah.
My middle school started early.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like it was just.
That's odd.
Looking back on it, like, why were we allowed? Or scratch their back, like while we were waiting in line.
Yeah.
Like in a hallway, like they would let us scratch their back. Like, this is so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. I posted this on Facebook, and most of the comments were about things that teachers did. For example, Samantha said, I had a third grade teacher who would kiss your cheek if you got in trouble and you had to wear that lipstick on your cheek all day.
It doesn't surprise me.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, something that now you no longer can do, like leave with a random adult. You know, because back in the day, they would just say, okay, someone shows up to pick you up. Okay, you're here to pick up so-and-so. Okay, go ahead and grab Monica and go home. And now you have to sign out. You have to show ID. You have to ask questions. But back then, they actually...
Who's the most random adult that you left with one day?
Well, there was one time
janitor.
My grandmother showed up. And she showed up to the school, elementary school, to pick me up. But she ended up picking up another student that looked like me. And
okay.
So, yeah. So it was my cousin. So she picked her up and she returned her because clearly not me. Before she walked into the car, she's like, hold on, I got the wrong child. But now that would never fly. They would never let you just walk in and say, okay, I need to pick her up and leave.
Yeah, that's definitely a different time.
Uh-huh.
Definitely a different time. I have something I want to share, but we'll do a couple of songs
first.
About something that me and my godbrother did. We were allowed to do this, and there's no way you could do that right now, or you should do it right now, but I will share what that is coming up in two songs.
All right, so if you have something to share on the show, something that was normal back in the day, but today it'd be like, oh my gosh, we can never do that. It doesn't have to be school-related, but you can call the show at 540-774-9236 or text the show to 52353. It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris talking about the things that we did back in the day or things that people did to us back in the day that would be totally frowned upon.
Yes.
This year. And you can call the show at 540-774-9236 or you can text in 52353. Give us your name and where you're listening this morning. A couple of texts we got. Every May, we used to help our ag teacher get up hay on his farm on the weekends as extra credit. And he'd buy us all beer, so we'd pick up hay and drink. And we also got another text, leaving your kid in the car while you go into the store. My mom used to leave us to listen to the radio all the time. My parents used
to
do that, too.
Insert K92.
Yep.
Yes.
And let's just talk about, like, the ag teacher has the kids coming to his farm doing his work, but yet giving them school grades for it.
Life lessons.
Come on.
Another text from Caitlin of Salem. She says, when my fifth grade class was complaining that they didn't want to do something, the teacher loudly proclaimed, you don't have to do anything but pay taxes and die. She said, I remember that to this day. Great advice.
I mean,
to a room full of 9-year-olds.
It's true advice.
Uh-huh.
That's all we really have to do.
And then one more text. As a kid, mom would send me into convenience stores with money to get her a pack of cigarettes. My dad used to do that too. Or even even beer. Yep. Hey, it's for my dad parked right outside. Wave to him. Yeah.
I'm so glad we've matured as a society.
Have we, though?
Until you look at Facebook. Yeah, Facebook's like, no, we haven't grown anywhere. I was thinking about this because we talked about this yesterday, and I was like, there was something I remember doing as a child that I had no business doing or being allowed to do, and me and my godbrother did it together, ride in the bed of a pickup truck.
Oh, yeah.
Now, not just, you know, from one house to the next house. No, we rode it on the highway. If you're from the area, you are familiar with Highway 29. We lived in Chatham. My godbrother's dad worked at a warehouse in Alta Vista where they'd have softball games Saturday mornings at 7 a.m., 8 a.m. or whatever. So me and my godbrother, Chancellor, we would love to go. So his dad would say, all right, you guys hop in the back of the truck. So we'd get in the bed of the truck in Chatham, go all the way to Alta Vista, which was over 30 miles on the highway, going 60 miles per hour. We are on the back. We are in the bed of a pickup truck.
Antoine, those were the days.
No seatbelts, no car seats, nothing. We were in middle school.
Yeah, and weren't you so excited when you realized you survived? Like, oh. I mean, you know, it crossed your mind for a second. Like, we could have just bounced on out of that thing.
I'm going to be honest. As a kid, that didn't cross our mind. We would put our arms out. We would see who could stand up the longest.
Oh, no.
We were ready to die.
Yep. And if it was me and a few other people, I remember like a group of friends were in the back of my dad's truck. And we were arguing who was going to sit on the wheel well. Which was even more dangerous.
You're sitting up higher in the truck.
Gosh.
Oh, I miss Jose. You couldn't pay me to get on a roller coaster now. Ain't no way in the world I'm riding a pickup truck.
I'm not saying he's neurotic or anything, but if things aren't perfectly organized, it's a major crisis. This is Chris Ryan's OCD Chronicles on K92.
And today, it is all about my wallet. My wallet stresses me out. Other than the fact it doesn't have a lot of money in it.
I was about to say it's empty.
I do have a few bills in there, which is part of my OCD Chronicles this week. So when it comes to my wallet, everything has to be in complete order in a certain spot. And when I say that, I mean, I have to have a few ones. I have to have a couple of fives. Those are the two minimal bills that I have to have. And they all have to be in the same order and in order. Like, I have to have my ones, my fives, and then like a 10 and a 20. And even when I go somewhere and they give me money back, I have to put it in the correct order and directions before I put it in my wallet.
Now, let me ask you this, because you said you have to have a few ones, you have to have a few fives, et cetera, et cetera. If you open your wallet and you just have a $20 bill in there, will you break that $20 bill into smaller denominations or whatever so that you have the ones and the fives and the tens?
Yes, like I will buy like a cheap pack of gum or something just so I can break that 20. I feel like I have to have a few ones and fives. Like a 20, you know, if I need to tip somebody and they don't need 20 bucks for whatever I'm tipping for, then they're probably not going to get a tip. So I like to carry a few ones and a couple of fives around with me. So not only my bills have to be in correct order in my wallet, my cards have to be in a certain order.
Okay.
So my driver's license has to be first.
Okay.
Then my debit card, then my credit cards. And if I have any membership cards, they go behind my credit cards like Sam's Club or BJ's.
Right.
And then in my other pocket, I have to have all my insurance cards together.
Oh, wow. You are very efficient.
Yes, you are.
Efficiency is your middle name, sir.
Yeah, like if I open up my wallet, everything's a mess, I just dump everything out and start over to make sure it's nice and neat.
Oh, well, you would hate my purse. I was like, I'm thinking, do I have my ID with me? I don't know. Do I have my card? I definitely don't carry any cash.
Monica, we know that your ID is a picture on your phone.
Antoine hates that.
You do not have a physical ID in your purse. You have a picture on your cell phone. Now, have you ever grabbed the wrong card? Because what I imagine happening is that you're so used to the debit card being number two. But what if you were in a rush one day, you put the debit card number three? Have you ever tried to pay with the wrong card? Are you just paying that much attention?
No. I mean, I do pay attention to it. And every once in a while, my debit card goes rogue and it ends up in the back of my wallet.
But I will,
where's my debit card? I wasn't paying attention and put it in the back. Then I have to put it in order. But yeah, I always pay with my debit card when I can. And something else that drives me crazy, I don't know when this happened, but back in the day when you would get money out of the ATM, all the bills would be in order and facing the same direction. They aren't like that anymore.
No, we don't care about that.
That drives me nuts. It's like, what's going on at my bank?
Hey, someone teach Chris how to open an ATM so he can go in there and fix that. You gotta go in there and put it in order.
Yes, I will come in, organize it if I can take some of the money too.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
You love some John Wick? Enjoy some Twilight.
Mm-hmm. I actually like both of those.
Oh, look at you. Team Edward.
I am very cultured, and I'm all over that spectrum right there.
Very nice. Well, Lionsgate, they're taking two of the biggest movie franchises and turning them into TV series.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And they said that they have very little information out about that, but they will tell you that Twilight will be animated.
Okay, I'm out.
Are you out?
Animated Twilight? Yeah, no. It's not the same.
I'm more into it now.
Please don't tell me John Wick is going to be animated.
No, see, I don't think so, because with the John Wick thing, they're trying to figure out how to continue on the Keanu Reeves character, whether it's going to be theatrical or TV. So I think that's going to be real. But the Twilight being animated, now they can really do things. They can really, Jacob can turn into the werewolf. And
well, Antoine, you enjoy that.
I can't wait.
Can you imagine this? Apologizing for being in a relationship. Apologizing to the public for being...
Who had to do that?
Yeah, well, a K-pop singer named Karina. She had to apologize to her fans after they found out that she has a boyfriend. And
okay.
Yeah, and they even pulled up a billboard threatening to stop buying her music and attending her shows after finding out that she had a man.
Well, I know there's a lot of artists, especially male solo artists, who had to hide the fact that they're in relationships because, you know, an artist, say Shawn Mendes, for example, you know, he needs to be single so girls can say, okay, they have a shot with him.
Yeah.
Do we know why the fans had a beef with Karina having a boyfriend? Do we know what the issue was?
They felt like their love was enough. And they pulled up.
Did they say that?
Yes, they did. They did. They pulled a truck in front of the group's management agency with an electronic billboard that said, "Is the love given to you by your fans not enough?"
Oh my gosh.
They're that serious. So she did apologize.
Stan culture. Stan culture is crazy.
Are her fans going to pay her bills like her boyfriend? That's what I want to know.
She's the pop singer. She better be paying some of those bills.
All right, coming up next, we got covert confessions. Hang on.
Why pay a therapist when you can share your deepest, darkest secrets with Monica, Antoine, and Chris? It's like free group therapy, but with more awkward pauses. It's the Morning Thang's Covert Confessions on K92.
They say there are no secrets amongst friends. And here at the K92 Morning Thang, we are your friend. So if there's something on your chest, a secret that you want to confess, feel free to call in right now to 540-774-9236 or text in to 52353. You don't have to give your name or your town. Just give us something juicy for us to talk about.
Yeah, you can also send it via a voice memo. Just record it on your phone and email it to mornings@k92radio.com, just like our first confession did.
So when I was 15, I tried to pierce my tongue with my mom's diamond earring. Mm. I don't know what I was thinking, but I accidentally swallowed it. And I mean, this was years ago, and she still brings it up at holidays. She just talks about how she lost that diamond earring, and you know, she still hopes it's going to turn up. And every single time, all I can do is just not make eye contact with her.
Is that a secret you take to the grave?
You do? At this point of your life, you gotta let it go. And the diamond ring, I mean, the earring did turn up.
Yeah.
At some point, it was in the toilet. Like, she just had to do some digging to find it.
All right. We got some text messages here. Here's the first text confession we got. I'm a Facebook stalker / investigator. Just random things and people. This past week, I found out there is a hidden cemetery 5 houses up from me. I went as far as to dig up that there were 9 people buried in my neighbor's backyard that died way back in the 1800s.
Wow.
Oh.
That sounds like a true crime series or movie.
Yeah.
I want to know more.
I do too. I want to know what their water tastes like. Does it mess with anything?
I just need to make sure they're not my neighbor. Like, I just need to know. It's my house in the house.
Yeah.
Let me see. I got a text in to 52353. When my roommate is out of town, 95% of my time is spent in our apartment is me walking around completely naked.
Do it.
When I was in college, I had a roommate and they were gone. Yeah, I probably didn't put drawers on.
No.
Just gotta do it.
Okay. And we have another text. My best friend has no idea that his last 2 exes have tried to pursue me while they were dating him. They always say I have a more fun, vibrant personality. I've even been guilty of having a few physical hookups with one of them.
Shame.
Yeah. Mm.
Are you really a best friend if you do that?
No. Are you even a friend?
Yeah, true. All right, we got another voice memo.
My wife and I are looking to sell our house, and I've put it on the market for a considerably lower price than I'd even like for it because it's haunted. I know that sounds a little weird, and a grown man shouldn't maybe believe in ghosts, but we've been living there for about 6 or 7 months now, and weird stuff happens. So we put it on the market. It's a steal because it's legit haunted.
I need to know these houses. Yes. I need to know what neighborhood all these houses are in.
Yeah, I wonder if his house is in the same neighborhood where there's a hidden cemetery, 5 houses. Maybe they're all connected somehow. All right, we got more covert confessions on the way. We have somebody standing by with a confession.
I had a fling with my boss, and now I'm regretting it.
Oh, no.
That makes sense to me.
We're going
to
find out more about that coming up.
Why pay a therapist when you can share your deepest, darkest secrets with Monica, Antoine, and Chris? It's like free group therapy, but with more awkward pauses. It's the Morning Thang's Covert Confessions on K92.
We are still here sharing the secrets that you don't want to say out loud, your covert confessions, and we're still getting text messages in to 52353.
And one of the texts says, I'm pregnant and due in a couple of months. I can't help being happy, but I'm pretty sure the baby is my ex's.
Oh, boy.
There's a possibility my husband is the father, but I doubt it. In any case, I'm not telling anyone, well, except you guys.
See, no secrets amongst friends. We're all friends, and you might be a little trifling.
Yeah.
No judgment. No judgment.
And we have one more. I would rather use 13 face wipes while lying in bed than get up to wash makeup off my face at night.
Oh, so is this going to pop up looking?
How do you feel about that when you wipe makeup off? Do you like to just use face wipes, or do you feel like you have to get in front of the sink and do it?
I need to be in front of the sink. You know? Otherwise, it's like I feel like a breakout is going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
yeah, got to moisturize.
This isn't good for the skin.
No, no.
All right, let's go to the phones. We got a caller standing by with a confession.
I had a fling with my boss, and now I'm regretting it.
Oh. Ooh. All right, so explain what's going on. So give us your story.
So I work at a hospital, and about 2 years ago, I had a fling with my boss, and it went on for almost a year, and it's really bad. He's married. I'm single. I'm his administrative assistant.
Mm. Oh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was really stupid, and it turned into more than that because he told me his marriage wasn't going that great, and I liked him. But anyway, he called things off with me after he said he was going to work things out with his wife. And I was like, okay, yeah, like, I'm sad, but I get it. And then I find out that's not even true because he's sleeping with someone else here at the hospital.
What? Oh, my goodness. Well, at least y'all carry antibiotics because y'all just pass around stuff.
Monica, go sit in the corner. Well, you go. You're done. You are done.
So anyway, I think he's trying to push me away now. He's been making my job way harder than it should be. And he's like complaining about my work and making it sound like I'm slacking off. And like, actually I'm better at my job than he is. And I pick up his slack so many times, and like, I should literally have his job because he messes up so much and I'm constantly picking up the slack for him. The whole thing just sucks, but I make good money and I have a teenage daughter, so I can't really quit, but I just so regret ever getting myself into this.
Yeah. As you should.
Yeah. Hopefully anyone listening right now that's thinking, should I get with my boss? Absolutely not.
Mm. Don't do it.
All right. Thank you for your confession. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Is that something you go to HR with eventually and break it to HR? Or just like,
Everyone calls it office.
If he keeps making life hard for her, yeah, she probably have to do
that. Oh, that's tough. All right. We want your confessions for Covert Confessions. A few ways you can send them in. You can send a voice memo from your phone to mornings@k92radio.com. You can also text in 52353 or call 540-774-9236. It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris getting you in to go see Trey Kennedy. He is such a funny comedian. He's going to be in town on Tuesday night. And who do we have on the phone? I think we have Austin, right?
Yeah, and I believe it's Wednesday night. March 13th is when I saw the ticket, so it's Wednesday.
March 13th it is. Yeah,
so
that's
it's Wednesday night for you, Austin. What's up, Austin?
How you doing?
You're doing pretty good, but how are you doing? Who do you feel that you can connect most with for K92's Wordplay? Me, Antoine, or Monica?
I'll do Monica.
All right, Austin. I like Austin's voice. All right.
Miss Monica, get out of here. We're sending Monica off into the soundproof chamber so she cannot hear your answers. Okay, your first word is bank, B-A-N-K. What do you think Monica is going to say when I give her the word bank?
Account.
Bank account?
Bank account. That's a good one. Y'all to a good start.
Yeah. Next word is table.
Cloth.
Tablecloth. I like it.
Third word, fast, F-A-S-T.
Food.
Fast food. Next word, happy.
Hour.
I like the way you think.
Yep. And the last one is always a name, Katie.
Perry.
Katie Perry.
Katie Perry. I can't even think of another Katie.
I know. I made that one pretty easy. All right. We're bringing Monica back in, and we're going to see how well you do. You only have to match two with Monica to win tickets to see Trey Kennedy Wednesday night when he's in town.
Monica, I feel good about Austin's answers.
Yep. You do.
Yeah, okay. I feel pretty good about him.
All right.
All right.
See what happens.
All right, Monica, the first word is bank.
Teller.
Austin, what did you say?
Account.
Okay.
You're right there in the vicinity.
All right, next word is table.
Cloth.
I like how Monica's just jumping right into this.
We're on a mission to get you tickets.
All right, Austin, what did you say?
Cloth.
All right, there you go.
All right. I only need to match one more with Monica to win tickets to Trey Kennedy. Your next word is fast.
Car.
Fast
car. Driving in a fast car.
Little Tracy Chapman over there.
Uh-huh. Would you say Austin?
I said food.
Fast food.
Fast
okay.
Fast food. Monica.
All right. Fourth word. Happy.
Happy hour. We just wrapped up, the happy hour.
Oh, maybe? Happy hour triple play. Mm-hmm. We just played it. Okay, that makes it.
Austin, what did you say?
Happy hour.
Yeah.
Woo! Now, Austin, were you thinking about the happy hour triple play when you said hour, or were you thinking about, after work today?
No, I was thinking about happy hour triple play. I looking at it every morning.
Okay. Well, we appreciate that.
And he's currently at work. His boss is right there. He said.
Yeah, so Austin won, but actually the name that we had today was Katie. Who would you have said?
Katie. Who's a Katie?
Told you it was hard.
That's Katie.
Singer?
Stevens?
Female singer Katie?
Katy Perry.
Oh, now he didn't let you down. We couldn't think of another Katie. I was like, Katy Perry.
Yeah, we just got a text in Katie Holmes.
Ain't nobody thinking about her.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. She left Tom Cruise. His last time I thought of Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx. Uh-huh.
Stop. Don't be rude.
All right, Austin. Well, you got the pair of tickets to see Trey Kennedy March the 13th at the Berglund Center from K92.
Congratulations. Thanks for starting your day with us.
Thank you.
Hashtag good news. Hashtag all the feels. It's Antoine's good news story of the day on K92.
I just feel that it's been too long since we talked about Taylor's boyfriend.
Too long.
So too long.
We want a day?
We haven't talked about Travis Kelce and the Kelce brothers, Jason Kelce, in goodness. A while. But in the good news story of the day, and Monica, I think even you, someone who's not a huge football fan, you are a Chiefs fan.
I am.
Quote unquote, Chiefs fan. But, you're not a huge football fan. So me telling you that Travis's older brother, Jason Kelce, just retired from the Philadelphia Eagles, it doesn't mean a lot. Right.
No, but I like the guy.
He had an historic career, arguably one of the best to ever do it at his position. He would be in the Hall of Fame in 2029 when he's eligible for it.
Uh-huh.
Well, he announced his retirement earlier this week, and then him and his brother, they have a podcast called New Heights, Jason and Travis do. On the podcast, Travis took that time to show love to his brother and really speak from the heart on what it means for his brother to be retiring, to be leaving the game that they've played together. And here's a fun fact. Travis Kelce wears the number 87 because that's the year Jason Kelce was born. And he said, I've always been behind you. Like, you started this. That's why I wear an 87. So here's Travis getting a little choked up talking about his brother.
We did not talk about much of your retirement, and I wanted to make sure that you didn't feel any pressure from me to keep going, knowing I wanted you to keep going. You've always been a step ahead of me in
I'm older, Trey.
In this game. To have you out of it, man, it feels...
I hear you.
It was a fun journey to watch, and... And like I said yesterday, man, I just appreciate you showing me the way and bringing us all along the journey with you, big guy.
Oh, man, that's Travis. Really sweet.
Try to choke me up on the morning show.
Like, when you hear someone, in tears, emotional, can barely speak because they're so happy for their brother. They're so proud of their brother. And they've been doing this together for, 14 years now.
Yeah, two big guys, too.
But to your point, Chris, the first time I heard it, first time I saw it, I'm like, oh, is it dusty in here? My allergies acting up?
You cutting onions?
Man.
Oh, man. But yeah,
I like both of them.
I hate the Philadelphia Eagles, but congratulations to Jason Kelce for an historic career.
Yeah.
And shout out to Taylor's boyfriend, too. He's all
Taylor's boyfriend.
Okay. I think we can say his name. We don't have Taylor's to refer to him as Taylor's boyfriend. I'm sure he would not approve of that.
Shout out to my guy, Travis Kelce.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris getting ready to get out of here. But coming up on the show tomorrow, it is our last pair of tickets to go see Trey Kennedy in concert next Wednesday night. We'll do that at 8:20 with K92's Wordplay.
It's funny, when you said in concert, I'm like, wait, does he do music too? Because he's a great comedian. He's all over your TikTok, all over your Instagram. But when someone says concert, I'm always like, is there going to be music?
Maybe.
He probably sings a little bit.
No, I mean, I feel like if it's a comedian, it's still a concert, right?
I mean, I could see why you would say that. I don't think I would ever call it that,
no,
but I can
understand
it.
No, because I would look for some music, you know? Like, he's going to sing.
Better come out with a clarinet like Monica would.
So we'll say, look for Trey Kennedy. You can win tickets to see Trey Kennedy on stage.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that at 8:20 tomorrow at K92's Wordplay. Let's see what else we have going on tomorrow. Monica is going to share a first world problem that she's struggling with at 7:15.
Yep, it all goes down in the grocery stores. That's where it happens.
We love the grocery store.
Uh-huh. You know, this is Women's History Month. And so, you know, every Wednesday this month, they're going to have a free movie, women's movie, inspired a movie at Granite Theater. Here in Roanoke. And tomorrow is International Women's Day. And today in Blacksburg, kicking off the Women's Leadership Conference. So I'll be attending that.
Oh, look at you.
So just an awesome thing. Just celebrate it up and you know, empower one another.
So that makes me a bit nervous. Antoine, Monica's going to a woman's leadership thing. Is she going to come in tomorrow and be all bossy?
Well, what difference is that going to be from today? Or yesterday? Is Monica going to show up tomorrow more Monica?
I'm going to walk in with a Bluetooth speaker playing some, was it, Khalees Bossy?
Listen, you better come
I'm
in
a
here.
Boss.
You better come in with a pantsuit tomorrow. You better walk in here with a pantsuit.
It's like, no more leadership conferences for you, Monica.
Monica, you enjoy that because if nothing else, you are blessed to be on the campus of Virginia Tech.
That's right.
And that is the home of the Hokies, my alma mater.
It's beautiful.
So you're lucky you get to be there. Yeah. You enjoy it.
Oh, I will enjoy it. Yeah, I'm going to check out, what is it, Lefty's Restaurant?
Lefty's is a restaurant or Bull and Bones.
Or
go to Hokie Grill. It's a
Hokie Grill? Is that on campus?
Yeah, it's on campus.
So the students are cooking?
I mean,
you know what? No shade to them, but I don't want that.
It's going to be coming out of a microwave.
I am sick of you now. All right, well, we got all that going down tomorrow. Monica has a leadership conference today, but before we get out of here today,
we have the morning thing nuggets. Don't keep secrets, just keep people out your business.
There's a lot of people that needed to hear that.
Uh-huh.
A lot.
Brand new episode of The Thing tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Peace.
Tulu.
Later, Gator.